Okay. And Peter's gonna sing the melody.
A sad story I have to tell. The guy knew well, who frequented the places where the rain never falls, where the sun never shines, where on water-fluted walls bats do dwell. He took his topo map and went to scout for a cave he had always heard about. He had talked to all the farmers and he listened with a grin to the stories that they told him, where four people had gone in and not come out. He was warned by everyone to stay away, that he shouldn't go beyond the light of day, where the enemy was lurking in the dry and dusty air. But to him it made no difference. He decided to go there anyway. In a short time, the entrance he had found. Feeling just a little scared, he looked around. But he saw nothing suspicious, so he trolley-dotted on, knowing nothing had ever happened and the many times he'd gone underground. He took off down the passage with a bound. He trolley-dotted through a guano mound. He should've walked around it, and it wouldn't have delayed him, but he didn't know that there histoplasma capsulatum did abound. The enemy gathered forces silently, waiting for the perfect opportunity. When this bold, intrepid caver with the limestone in his blood stubbed his toe and fell face downward in the guano-covered mud. Tragedy. With disgust he raked the guano from his hair. At the time he was completely unaware of the sneaky little critters whose primary occupation was to upset respiration and effect contamination.
TB or not TB?
No, it's histoplasmosis.
Well, they've had him in a fungus ward since then, and he's gonna be there till I don't know when. He's had to give up caving, and I know he must regret it, but as soon as they have cured him, he'll go caving, and he'll get it again.
Thank you, Peter. Yay.